This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry in Washington.
And I'm Miles O'Brien in New York, in for Celeste Headlee on vacation this week. The BBC's interactive program, World Have Your Say, has been speaking to ordinary people in Haiti about the disastrous earthquake that took place 1 week ago. Here's an example of some of the responses the BBC has been hearing from Haiti.
We don't have no houses. Most of the houses destroyed. Even the houses stand up, people scared to sleep on them. Most of these people don't eat since Tuesday night. Thursday, 2 days after, they bring some cookies. Last night, they threw food in the street. We can't even get them.
A lot of emotion there. World Have Your Say host Roz Atkins has just returned to London after a trip to Florida, where he hosted three shows among the Haitian American community. Roz, good to have you with us. Who have you been speaking to? What have you been hearing?
Hi, Miles. Thanks for having me on The Takeaway. Well, we spent 3 days, two in Southwest Florida and the third on Friday in Little Haiti in Miami. And essentially what we were trying to do was connect Haitians living in the States with Haitians back home, or at least people in Port-au-Prince who could give them information. What unfolded was incredibly difficult for all our listeners to listen to, I think, and of course much more difficult still for the people taking part, because in those first couple of days after the earthquake took place, people just couldn't make any connection. We were having these audience shows, and on the front row would be 15, 20 Haitians all holding their mobile phones, their cell phones, texting, going through Facebook, trying to call during the program and having no luck at all. So we were able to, mainly using Skype to be honest, able to connect them with one woman called Dixie, who ran an orphanage in Port-au-Prince, another guy called Rene, who was a radio reporter, who we were able to speak to over Skype. And of course, it was a terrible thing because these Haitians in Southwest Florida and in Little Haiti wanted information. But when they got the information from Port-au-Prince, you know, much more often than not, it wasn't what they wanted to hear.
So looking for information is the obvious thing. Is my loved one, is my friend okay? Beyond that, what are the people saying in the Haitian American community?
Well, the second issue, and you're right, first and foremost, of course, people were concerned with getting hold of their loved ones. But the second issue, and this was coming out when we broadcast at 1 p.m. Eastern on the Wednesday, so this is less than 24 hours after the earthquake, they were already talking about the media. They were already angry. And in the item I was listening to just before I came on, you played that clip by Kanye West talking about the phrase looting. That's the word a lot of people have already latched onto. They feel that the developed world's media or the Western media is jumping far too quickly to suggest that all law and order is breaking down. In fact, I just before I came to see you picked up an email from a World Have Your Say regular in Australia called Andrew saying, look how quickly society breaks down when cities are destroyed. But lots of Haitians are pushing back and saying, well, it's not really breaking down. Of course, we're going into shops when we need food or we need medicine, but that's not breaking down. That's just survival, to use Kanye West's words. So there is a frustration that from the off, people have been prepared to think the worst of Haiti and of Haitians when they're reacting to this terrible tragedy.
All right, Roz, thank you very much. Roz Atkins is the host of World Have You Say. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And that takeaway question this morning is, what do you think about how the media is covering this? And is the media covering this in a way with some sort of racial tone to it? What's the difference between looting and survival?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.